This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gorgeous out already. Beautiful. And Vinny's saying a little cooler than it was yesterday, which is good news.
It was hot, wasn't it?
It got a little sticky out there. Down there.
Well, you know, by the way, I know things have gotten been weird for a while now, but Memorial Day is right here, so summer's beginning. So, you know, that heat is we're locking in there, you know, fairly quickly here for at least 3 months.
Let's be extra careful with the things that could start fires.
Right.
Don't drag chains. And also, you dummy with your cigarette, don't do that. Stop it. Little water bottle with a cap, even right in your dashboard.
Let me get a hit off that before you throw it, though.
I'm not throwing it. I'm gonna drop it in this little thing of water.
Oh, is
he
smoking?
Vinny,
are you doing O's there?
Don't. You're doing it to yourself right now. Just wishes he could have a cig so bad.
Oh, look at Sarah's getting a pull off of hers. For real, though.
Well, if you're busy smoking, I'm going to smoke, too. All right, can we stop smoking on the show?
I think it's out, guys. You have to light it up again.
I'm ashing mine.
Too much wind.
I'm fake ashing now. Oh, yeah, the old finger tap, right? Yeah, I like the flicking the back end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, oh, that was always a good way. Sometimes you'd flick the whole head out, though. And then you might start a fire. Don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Or you can pick it back up, though, with the cig, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. You just relight it on the... Yeah. Absolutely. Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I had a minute. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a heavy smoker.
Yeah. Celebrity trash. I'm getting off this. I can't.
I hate
that
guy.
As much as I would like to.
The guy who smokes but can leave the house without a pack and just go, I forgot him. Oh, well. I'd be like, I got to go home. My grits are back there.
Or
I got to get those.
I have to go to 7-Eleven right now. Was there a gas station near here? And then you started walking into gas stations that weren't selling cigarettes. I'm like, what kind of gas station is this? Yeah. This is the stupidest gas station I've ever seen.
Do you not sell gas, too?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's what you're for, gas and cigs. They have two great tastes that taste great together.
Right.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gwen Stefani. Thanks, Gwen. Gwen is doing a Vegas residency, and we'd like to send you and a guest. We'll fly you there and back. We'll give you some money to spend while you're there. You get a hotel room. It's the time of your life. All you have to do is listen to Alice. At 9 o'clock, noon o'clock, and 5 o'clock. We have code words for you and a new contest. Like, take note. Please take note. If you enter one of our contests by texting the number Vinny gives you for text, you're not entered. The new number is 20357. You need to know that. Put it into your your favorites under Alice contest number. I get it. It's an extra step. You need to do this. So you could win this. Her Just a Girl Las Vegas residency at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. We'd love to send you. I know you want to go. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Vegas and Gwen Stefani? Come on. So 9 o'clock, we'll have your first chance to get into that today. We're going to start with Matthew Perry. Here's a little reminder of the promo they did for the Friends reunion.
Well, being a really close-knit group, we don't see each other, all six of us, a lot. I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she, at one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
People were like, huh? What now?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing, mm-hmm. his slurred speech during that Friends reunion promo was due to emergency dental work.
Okay.
Your thoughts. Anybody thoughts on that?
Well, look, I hope it isn't a relapse. And I do realize, being an alcoholic, that even the people who love us, and often, you know, people who love Chandler are not, mm-hmm. they don't even know him.
No.
But they want it to not be that. So they'll do any, mm-hmm. you know, I think you, the first.
Talk themselves into
the
anything.
First excuse you floated was maybe he was tired. Like, there's all these things you do, like, oh, maybe it's, and you want to believe that. And I want to believe it too. I hope yes. that's the case.
Me too. They're actually saying, so this is some unnamed source telling okay. some British tabloid. So here's their quote.
So we had to go across the pond to get the story about what's happening right here in LA, huh?
Right. All right. Okay. I'm just telling you. That's why I'm saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The quote is from this unnamed source. Matthew turned up to the reunion and members of his team said that he had an emergency tooth procedure that day. They couldn't cut the promo the next day?
Right.
That was said to impact his well-being and also how he was feeling. He'd been in pain from what we understand, which caused the slurred speech. The source also said, Matthew has told those around him that he's sober and there's no need to worry. So if he told this alleged dental procedure person, look, I've got a painkiller addiction. You can't give those to me. And they said, well, here, we'll give you the thing that'll maybe take the edge off. Here's some Tylenol or whatever. And maybe his face was a little swollen, but the jar, cookie jar. Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't, you know, this is one of those things. I want him to be okay. I
me
pray
too.
For people that suffer. Like, because I know the feeling when you have things you love and things you've worked hard for and you're I don't want to say purposefully, but it is by your own hand that
right.
you are slowly but surely destroying your own life. It's hard for anyone to understand
One
that unless you've been through it.
Time, right.
Right. But it's tough. And I pray for people every day that they can find a way out of that. But this looks like he's having a relapse right there.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I agree with you. I want to believe this too. But even just the fact that it's an unnamed source for a British tabloid, like right there is just enough for me to go, no, it isn't.
I mean,
Stop
I'll
it.
Tell you what. I'll give you an example. If it were me and I know that people know what my problem is, I would absolutely have gone out of my way to say, it's the last thing I want to do, you guys. I would never want to leave you hanging, but you need to cut this promo without me because I got a problem today and I can't be there for that and have people hear me the way.
Can you hear me on the phone right now?
Cookie jar that had the clock on it.
I sound like I have cotton balls in my mouth.
And this is a guy who by his own admission was taking so many pills. He doesn't even remember a few
Three
years of
seasons.
The show.
3 seasons. He's like, I watch those shows and I've never seen them before.
Yeah,
no,
that is...
no memory. It's sad. Mm-hmm. Look, it is sad and addiction's terrible. And if, you know, if that's what this is, then it's even worse because he's back. And if this isn't what it is, I would think he would get out in front. Forget these unnamed sources. How about he says, hey guys, I get it. I sounded a little slushy on those, and I don't want you to think that I'm back. I had an emergency, so here's my dentist. Dentist, can you say what happened that day?
Yeah, I don't
right.
know.
I'd get that. Yeah. I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In the meantime,
that's why it doesn't make sense.
I know. It's so stupid. It's like, oh, okay, sure. Emergency. As soon as I hear him say it in an unslurred voice, looking like he's not about to fall over, I'll be sure to believe
it. I think it's more likely we're going to hear... And maybe that they maybe because of all of the everything that's riding on the show's success, they've shot it all, right? It's shot. This isn't yes, going to be a live show.
No, so I don't think it's live, right?
After the show airs, there'll be a story that comes out that he's, you know, back in treatment, right, taking care of himself. Mm-hmm. Or what's the one they say? He wanted to get out in front of something before something happened. Whatever. Whatever right. it is. However it makes him feel
okay. A preemptive help search.
Right, right.
In the meantime, he's released a bunch of Friends merchandise ahead of the reunion. You know, one of his things is, could I be more, or could mm-hmm. you be more this, right. that, or the other thing? So he's got a sweatshirt, or all kinds of merch, where it's like, could I be more me in the Friends? Oh, here's a couple of them. Could I be more vaccinated? Mm. That's his way of telling you should get a vaccination. Could I have had a longer day with somebody relaxing in a tub? So if you are into...
He's putting these out?
Yeah. This is his.
Huh.
Could I be...
It's, let's the see, writers would
$14.99.
You didn't come up with any of those lines.
but I delivered
well,
them.
Well, I made them famous.
yeah.
For $14.99, you can get a bandana that reads, could I be any more of a dog? To $44.99 for the hoodie, could I be more me hoodie. They basically are the catchphrase, and it's in Friends font. So,
a lot
having...
of texters are writing in, yeah, dental work. Come on now.
It's so sad.
And you know what? I'll tell you something. We've talked about this. The pandemic has probably undone a lot of people.
Yep.
Who had a good thing going, whether that's because they couldn't get the meetings they needed or they were just too much time alone. That's one of the things that'll undo you every time. So it's
well, the
possible.
Other thing that came out during the pandemic for him was those. Remember that young girl was she was of age. I don't believe she was an underage girl, but we saw some footage of him on like a dating site trying to chat up some chick. And there she goes taping it and. It was on one of those, I can't think of the name of it, but it's one of those really high-end ones
it's the
where
same
you,
thing that got Ben Affleck, too, didn't
Raya,
it?
Mm-hmm. Raya?
I was going to say Raya, Raya. But whatever.
Yeah. Yep, it's a celebrity
that
dating site.
That chick got thrown off. She was, you know, so yeah. at least there's that. But yeah, Ben Affleck was on there. And,
well, there was also the lady who came out and a texter wrote it here. I remember you telling a story a couple years ago about some porn star coming out saying Matthew Perry was using her to buy narcotics. I don't remember her being a porn star, but I do remember someone he dated saying... He would send me out with a ton of money to go buy drugs for him because he was saying he can't. He's too famous.
Yeah.
And she did it. She would go do
it
for him.
I thought it was a girlfriend. I don't remember it being a porn star.
It was. I don't think it was a porn star. I think that's that's a
Well, that's how story. That's how stories go. They just get better and better. There's more and more made up details.
Anyway.
TV.
Yeah.
And by TV, I mean... broadcast TV, you know, the network TV, not streaming. Because
the OG TV?
The OG TV. That's right. I'm talking about CBS, NBC,
network
ABC, Fox.
Television.
Network television.
What does that mean?
Is there something that you have to watch on network television? Well, Survivor and Big Brother for me.
I like to watch the news.
I can get that anywhere. I have to watch the NFL.
I have to watch the, you know, I like to watch, I should say, the NBA. But that's not network TV anymore. They're on TNT. A lot of them
have moved over to cable. And didn't Amazon or was it Amazon or Netflix just got one of the nights, like Thursday Night
Football? Amazon got Thursday Night Football. But still, Sunday football games are on network TV.
They are.
So, yeah, I need to watch those.
Mm-hmm. Well, that turns out that your need to watch football is what's keeping the networks alive right now. They just released the 2020, I guess the year goes May of 2020 to May of 2021. The top watched series, they call these series because that is, it's a weekly, you know, Thursday Night Football, that is a weekly show, and that counts as a series. These are the top shows that we watched on television. I've got the top 10. It's actually technically the top 11 because there's a ton of ties. You have to get down to fourth place before you find something that isn't football.
Right.
There's the very top show, the most watched series, so not the Super Bowl, but the most watched series was NBC's Sunday Night Football. The second most watched was Fox's Thursday Night Football, which is actually kind of surprising. The third most watched was on ESPN, which I guess now is going to count as network television, even though it's that's cable.
Right. They're owned by ABC, but you're right. Right. That is cable.
Monday Night Football, number three. So I guess those count the same. I guess cable stations count in ratings if they get enough viewers. There's a tie for fourth place between This Is Us on NBC and The Masked Singer on Fox.
Oh, The Masked Singer does that well?
Was the fourth most watched. This is just to show you that it's a bastion of nothingness. There's nothing left.
Right.
There's a three-way tie for sixth place, which is The Equalizer on CBS, Grey's Anatomy on ABC. Grey's Anatomy, they've been on 1,000 years.
Well,
and
because
Thursday Night Football on NFL Network.
It's established, and so they're able to keep that rolling if it, you know, pays for itself. The problem they're making, it's the same problem all of these corporations make, even radio corporations. If you don't reinvest in yourself and bring shows along and help them find, get their footing and help... This idea that you're going to look at the ratings that weekend and go, nope, not good enough, canceled. Dude, give them a second. Let them find their way. Let the
First season of Seinfeld is a perfect example.
Garbage,
of that.
Right? Yeah. And then it came along.
Right. And then it became a juggernaut.
And, so, you know, I mean, we're not going to solve that problem here, but that's what the mistake they're making, in my opinion.
The ninth place tie, and this is, to me, this is the really telling sign. Because these are not shows that should be top 10. Top 10 across all the broadcast, you know, the network television shows, tied for ninth place are 911 on Fox, The Bachelor, and The Bachelorette. Those should not be top 10 shows. Those should be also rans, like hardcore.
I don't know, Sarah.
Come on, people love
those shows, though. That's like you telling people how to cook their steak.
All right.
Now, is it possible that this is just the last year because of the pandemic they haven't been able to film shows?
Yeah, sure. Possibly.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
I don't either. It's frightening to me to
think
that...
Are any other reality shows on that list, or...
I don't have the full, hold on, I can click this link for the top 100, but I will say that the top 10 or top 11, I guess, specifically.
Well, Coco, how do you stream, I mean, how do you watch your reality shows?
Are you
streaming it?
No, so like the ones that are just on like cable, I record and then I watch them after.
All right, here's 12 is Law and Order Organized Crime. Oh, okay. 13 is a tie between Chicago PD and Chicago Fire. Chicago. 15
all
is
Dick
a tie.
Wolf shows.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 15 is a tie between 911 Lone Star and South Park on Comedy Central.
I don't watch any of these shows.
Oh, Comedy Central.
Then Law and Order SVU and Chicago Med. Then FBI on CBS, I Can See Your Voice on Fox, The Good Doctor on ABC, Station 19. I haven't even heard of half these. 60 Minutes is 24th place.
I Can See Your Voice is Ken Jeong, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I think that's when it's kind of like The Voice.
Yeah, he looks at them and decides whether or not they can sing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And it's in the
top
20.
Well, he's hysterical, so, you know, it's a lock for a hit. You know, one of the things that we don't think about because we're in the Bay Area and we are used to technology and all of the different ways TV is shown, you get into certain places, they do watch the networks. They don't have the money for Netflix and every other thing, and
even
they will
cable,
watch what's available. Right. And so it's one of those things where they're watching whatever's given to them. So, sure, The Bachelor's the big show, then that's what they watch.
American Idol comes in at 30th place.
Wow.
It's just, that's embarrassing.
You'd think that, I know, because I Can See Your Voice beats it.
Well, and Katy Perry's being paid $25 million.
Bank.
Huge I was just money. Thinking of this recently because I was wondering if MTV ranks on that because all they play are movies or ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek. That's or Jersey Shore Family Vacation for on a loop.
Jersey
it's like
Shore
those three things.
Below Deck is number 46.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, yeah, that's sure that's the show I record and
what never
watch. Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo. Yeah, it's I'm looking through this list of things I just have no interest in watching. Anyway, not great news for our friends over in TV land. And finally, I want to mention this really quickly. I can't get enough Anya Taylor-Joy. She's got a new movie coming out, and we put the trailer for it up. It's a horror movie, or like a psychological thriller, where this some girl is... When she looks in the mirror, she sees Anya Taylor-Joy, but it might be a dream. It's a very confusing trailer, but the movie, it looks great. So,
did you watch her on SNL yet?
Yes, yeah. She was excellent. Excellent. She was great.
How about that Hollywood Squares? Huh?
So funny.
Pretty good.
Really, really funny.
How about like, the dad Bill who blows his, the... himself, shoots himself?
Very good.
Like, just surprisingly good that week for some reason.
Very funny, yeah. Really, really excellent. And Lil Nas X was great. Like, I really like him. It's really super... It was the gayest thing I ever saw on TV. And I just thought, well, good, more gay. Let's have more gay stuff. That's fine. Guy licking his neck. I was like, oh. Anyway, this Anya Taylor-Joy movie is called Last Night in Soho. This is... I think this might be going to... Could this be going to theaters? No, this has got to be. Let's it's got to be like an Amazon thing or something. But these days, I expect everything to be available the minute it's released. So the right. But the trailer's up, so you can find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vincent?
Lobster.
Oh, I love Lobster.
Make I know that you do, and they make the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.